in Psalm 119, having finished Kaf, we now come to the letter Lamed, and the eight verses that deal with Lamed. It begins, Le'olam Adonai Devaracha Nitzav Bashemayim. For long endurance, O Lord, your word stands firm in the heavens. Le is the preposition. Olam is a noun meaning for a long time or long endurance. The two together can be translated simply forever. So forever, O Lord, Adonai, an address to the Lord, your word, devaracha, devaracha, notice devar means word, and it is in construct, it's a noun, masculine, singular, in construct with the pronominal suffix ha. So your word, nitzav. Nitzav occurs in the nifal. Notice it has an I-class vowel followed by an A. And so your word is established, has been established. This is a nifal perfect third masculine singular from nitzav in the heavens. Ba is the preposition in, followed by the dual noun shamayim, meaning heavens. Notice the beautiful emphasis of this verse. Your word is established, firmly established, in the heavens. This shows the continuous nature of God's word. God's word is unchangeable. It's eternal. And that's another reason why we need to spend time in the Word of God, because it alone is that which is eternal in this world. Everything else is transitory or fading, but God's Word lasts forever. And so as we attach ourselves to the study of His Scriptures, of the Torah, we are attaching ourselves to that one thing which is eternal and spending our time there. The Lord is eternal, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and His Word is eternal. And so we want to spend our days and our nights focusing upon that which is lasting and not that which is fleeting or soon passing away. Notice in the next verse, he goes on in verse 90. Ledor vador amunatecha konanta eretz vata amod. Notice, for generation and generation. Here we have the lamed, of the inseparable preposition followed by the noun dor, meaning a generation. And then we have the conjunction ve, followed by the noun again, generation. So we could say your faithfulness is to generation and generation, meaning unto all generations. It doesn't stop one generation after another. Experiences the Lord's faithfulness seen in His Word. Amunatecha is a noun, amuna, and notice it's a feminine noun in construct because of the tav here with the pronominal suffix cha. And so your faithfulness is constant. It is unto all generations. And then he goes on, konanta eretz vata amod. You have established the earth, and it stands. Notice konanta is from the verb kun. It's a middle weak verb. And what we have here is a gemination, or a repetition of the nun. making it a polal. So it's a polal perfect, second masculine singular from kun. And in these middle weak verbs, these ayin vav verbs, in order to intensify the stem, it will often double the last consonant. Instead of the PL in a tri-radical root, that is three consonants, doubling the middle radical, here, to show intensity in this bi-radical root, then the final noon, or the final consonant, is repeated and doubled. So you have established the earth. Eretz is just the noun meaning earth, and it stands. Va is just your preposition, or is your conjunction, and it's a vav consecutive, and then ta amod, it stands, or it has stood. Actually, this could also simply be a simple vav, meaning it will stand. And that is probably the best way to see it, followed by the verb amad, to stand. And notice we have a pathak under the top because of the ayin in the first radical of the root. The pathak part of that shifts under the top, and we have a pathak. So it stands. In other words, the Lord has established the earth, and it stands as permanent. And we could say that the earth constantly standing and being here is an indication of the Lord's eternality and His faithfulness. From one generation to another, He will be faithful. What a beautiful, beautiful thought, that as we look at the permanency, at least from generation to generation, of the earth as it stands, it testifies constantly to the ongoing faithfulness of the Lord from one generation to another. And then in verse 91, the psalmist then continues, L'mishpatecha amadu hayom, ki hakol avadecha. Notice, as he continues in 91, to your ordinance they stand today, or according to your ordinances, I should say, they stand today, for all things are your servants. Notice the lamed is just your preposition, the inseparable preposition. To, or according to, mishpat means ordinance, and notice that tseriyod puts it into the plural in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So, according to your ordinances, they stand today. Amad is the root here, and amadu shows that we're looking at a cal perfect third common plural from amad. And so they stand, mainly the heavens and the earth, hayom, today. And notice ha is the definite article, and yom means day, the day. Hence the idea is this very day, or today they stand. That is your ordinances. Ki hakol avadecha. Because, notice the conjunction ki, hakol, the literally all things. Ha is the definite article, and kol means all, or everything, or the entirety. A noun looking at all of God's creation on earth, they are your servants, the text says. Avadecha is from the noun evad, meaning servant. Notice it's a plural masculine noun in construct with cha, Again, your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So all of the earth is represented as God's servants, and they stand to do His bidding or His will. Heaven and earth stand as God's servants. In other words, they serve Him. They're under Him. And the ordinances means that they are prepared to obey Him. And so every day when the sun shines and when the moon shows its light and the stars, they are following God's ordinances. And they are His servants. And so as I think about this, from a Christian point of view, I'm reminded of the book of Colossians. It says, all things stand together by the word of Christ. He called them into being in John 1. All things were made by Him, panta dia tu agenita. And then all things stand and cohere by Him. And we see that in Colossians chapter 1. And so what a beautiful, beautiful truth here, that even the heaven and the earth are the Lord's servants, and servants of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as well. How much more do we need to serve Him? If all of creation is serving Him, we made in the image of God as humans have a particular role of loving the Lord and serving Him with our heart and obeying His ordinances. As we go on in 92, the text then continues in a beautiful way. Lule toratacha sha'ashuai azavati ve'onyi. Unless, lule, here we have the conjunction, if not, and we can translate it unless. If not, toratacha, your Torah. Notice toratacha is from Torah, meaning Torah, or instruction. And with it being a final hey verb, it's in construct by adding the tav on that feminine, being a final hey noun, a feminine noun, it adds the tav in construct with ha. So your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So your Torah, except your Torah, had been my delight. Notice the word, the noun, sha'ashu'ai. Sha'ashu'ai means delight, and it's a plural form, sha'ashu'im. And actually, basically, it means delights, but it's normally always in the plural. And the I is your pronominal suffix, first common singular, that's placed on a plural noun. So unless, if not, your Torah, your instruction, had been my delight or my delights, azavati velni, then I would have perished in my afflictions. Then, your adverb followed by avati. Notice avati is from the verb avad, to perish. It is a cal perfect, first person singular in the T. Then I would have perished in my affliction. The is the inseparable preposition in, followed by oni. Oni is the noun that means affliction. And so onyi is that noun in construct with the pronominal suffix, first person singular, onto this noun. And so what a beautiful, beautiful thought here in 92. Basically what he's saying is, if not, or unless, your instruction had been my delights, that I had really delighted in, then I would have perished, or I should have perished, in my afflictions. In other words, I would not be able to go through what I've gone through without your word being my delight and my delights that I find in it. How important it is that we delight in the word of God, in the afflictions of life, in all that everybody goes through. It's the word of God that becomes our shelter, our protection, that helps us through the particular things that we might have to go through in life. And he said, had I not had your your Torah or your instructions, I would have perished. But with your word, with your instruction, I've been able to get through. It has been a guide to me. It has been a comfort to me. I think that's what the text is saying. Then we continue in verse 93. He goes on to say, Le'olam lo eshkach pikudecha ki vam chiyitani. Notice, forever, literally to the age, or meaning forever. Lo eshkach, I will not forget. Notice lo means never. It's a negative participle, or a negative particle. I will never forget is the idea. And then notice eshkach means to forget. It's from shakach, to forget. It again is your cow imperfect, first common singular from shakach. So I will never forget your precepts. Pikudecha. Pikudecha is from pikud, and it means precepts. And notice that noun, pikud, when it's in the plural, it becomes in construct with the segol yod, followed by the cha, your second masculine singular pronominal suffix. I will never forget, ever, your precepts. For, with them, notice vam is the preposition in, followed by the pronominal suffix am, masculine plural pronominal suffix. For with them you have quickened me. Chiyitani, from chayat, to quicken. Notice it's a cow, actually it's a pl, perfect, second masculine singular, followed by the pronominal suffix e, with the nun, that basically is a hinge here. And so, in your precepts, he is saying, with them I have found quickening. I have found life. And so, how can I ever forget them? It's in them that I find my spiritual life. And how true that is. The Word of God quickens us. It gives us life. And as we spend time in it, we find it energizes us. And again, let us be like the psalmist who says, I will never, ever forget your precepts, for they bring life to me when I think of them, when I'm in them, when I meditate in them. Then he goes on in verse 94, Lecha ani hoshieni ki fikudecha drashti. Notice, Lecha, to you, I am. The lamed here is that inseparable preposition followed by cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. Ani is just your personal pronoun, I. So I literally belong to you. I am yours. I want to love you. I want to be your disciple, the text is saying. And so save me, Hoshieni. Hoshieni is from the verb yasha, to save. And historically, it was washa, with a vav, pei vav verb. And when we put this in the imperative, it was Hoshieni, becoming Hoshieni, the A-W, the A under the He, following the Vav, lengthened to a Holam Vav. And this is a Hifil imperative. Third or second masculine singular from Yasha. And notice the E again is your pronominal suffix, first common singular, and then the helping vowel with the nun that helps get to that final E. And so basically, I am yours. To you I belong. I'm a follower. Save me. Ki fikudecha drashti, for I have sought your precepts. Notice ki is the conjunction for, and fikudecha is from the noun pikud, meaning precept. And notice it's plural with the segol yod, followed by the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, and the ka, the ha. So your ordinances, your precepts, I have sought. Notice the rashti is the Cal perfect, first common singular from Drash. So, since I belong to you, give life to me, save me, rescue me, for I've been faithful and I have sought your precepts. I've been a real disciple, he's saying. I want to know your precepts. So, because of that, please help me. Please give me deliverance and save me. It's interesting that the name of, for Christians, of Jesus is Yeshua, meaning Savior, and from the root Yasha. And as we obey His word, that He is the source of our salvation, that He is the way, the truth, and the life, as a Christian believer, we find that He will save us. Was interesting at the transfiguration or at the triumphal entry. They were shouting, Hoshiana, meaning save now. And the exciting thing is that Jesus became the Savior by His death upon the cross for those that believe in Him and become His disciples through faith in Him. So basically, He's saying, since I've sought your precepts and I belong to you, give life to me, save me, protect me, deliver me, is what he's saying. And then he goes on in verse 95. Li kivu reshaim le'abdeni edotecha et bonan. To me, the wicked have waited to destroy me. Notice li is your inseparable preposition again, followed by the first person singular pronoun suffix in the e. And kivu is from the root kava. It's a final he verb, lamed he, where the he is elided or dropped out. And notice we have the I vowel followed by the doubling of the vav in the middle radical. So we're looking at a PL imperative. Notice he said to me, I'm sorry, a PL perfect third common plural from kava. So the wicked have waited for me is really what it's saying. And notice reshaim is from the noun rasha, meaning wicked, and the im is your plural, masculine plural of that noun. When the final im is added, Historically, it might have been Rasha'im. But when that plural was added, the first consonant and vowel, or I should say the first vowel, shortens from a kamatz to a shava. And we're trying to hurry to get to the end to pronounce with emphasis the final im. And that's why we have this shortening from Rasha'im to Rasha'im. As we go on, the wicked have waited to destroy me. Notice the Lamed here introduces the infinitive, and Abad means to destroy. Notice in this infinitive form, their goal was to destroy him. This is a PL infinitive with the A class vowel. And notice the helping vowel, the tseri, and the nun, the helping consonant, followed by the pronominal suffix, e, first common singular. So the wicked waited for me for the purpose to destroy me. Here we have an infinitive used in this PL form of purpose. But I will consider your testimonies. Edotecha et bonan. Notice edotecha, the word is from eda, meaning testimony. And basically, eda in the plural becomes edot in the feminine plural. And it's in construct, this feminine plural noun, with ha, again, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, and we have the segol yod at the end of this plural noun, showing it to be in construct. So, your testimonies, I will consider, literally meaning I will give attention to, I will heed, and that will stand me in good stead as my enemies are seeking and waiting to destroy me. Notice et bonan is a hit polel form, first common singular with the et. Notice the aleph gives it away, and the root is bin. So it's a middle weak form, an ayin yod. And again, it's hit polel because the final nun geminates or is doubled, showing intensity in this biradical root. So your testimonies, I will give attention to. I will heed, he is saying. One of the most important things we can do is to meditate in the Word of God in times of adversity, in times of struggle, as well as in all times. And so, he said, as the wicked have waited to destroy me, I, in contrast, considered your testimonies. And I found that by keeping your plans, it helps to thwart the desire of the wicked to destroy me, I believe the psalmist is saying. So we find our victory against Satan and the demons as a Christian by giving attention to the Word of God, by considering what He says in His Word. That is where we have to go to find deliverance from the onslaughts of Satan and the demons, applying it as a Christian believer to the New Testament. And then finally, in verse 96, L'chol tekla ra'ita ketz, rechava mitzvatacha na'od. Notice in this final verse, to every literally completeness, I have seen an end. to everything that claims to be complete or perfection. And notice la is just your lamed preposition. Ho means a noun meaning everything. And tikla, an adjective meaning every. Tikla is a noun that means completeness or perfection. So to every completion or perfection that appears to be perfect and ongoing, I have seen an end. Ra'iti is the cow perfect, first common singular from ra'a. And notice the final hey was at one time a final yod, and that yod is reappearing here in this form, followed by the t, the pronominal or the suffix added to the verb. So, cal perfect, first common singular, I have seen an end. Kates is a noun that means end. So, to everything, there seems to be an end, a limit, even if it appears to be complete or perfect. But your commandment, in contrast, Rahava mitzvatacha, your commandment is exceedingly broad. In other words, there's no end to it, I think he's saying. Notice Rahava is from the root Rahav, to be broad. It is the cow perfect, third feminine singular from Rahav. And mitzvatacha, mitzvah means commandment, and we add a tav in construct again with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So your commandment is me'od, exceedingly broad, the adverb me'od. And so what he's really saying, I believe, is that everything in life is limited. In other words, it's going to be limited in duration, in size of some sort. Everything has a limit. But God's word has no limit. His commandment is unlimited. And I believe that's the thought here. And so, again, he wants to spend time on what is unlimited, what is without limit. As I think about the New Testament, I'm reminded that God's love in Jesus Christ, which is His final spoken word in the Incarnation and all that was accomplished in our Lord's death and resurrection, has no limit. The book of Hebrews, chapter 3, says Paul wants the reader to know the height, the depth, the breadth of God's love and what love is, what it is to produce in Christ. It's unlimited. And whereas everything else has a limit. And so, as we see here, the Word is unlimited. It has no limit. And so, the love that Christ brings through His Word to those that know Him as personal Savior and Lord, there should be no limit in living out that word and applying it.